your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
I'm so grateful that you joined us today. I believe God's got a word for you and He's going to touch you. But before we get into the word, I'm feeling led right now for us to just get into one of the worship songs we did during the service and let the Lord touch you. Let Him just completely saturate your mind and let His joy and His presence and His beauty be felt right where you are. In Jesus' name.
There's no borders in your life. Division in your heart, God of heaven,
sing God of freedom,
God of freedom,
I'll take it back, yes,
there's no taking back the cross. Turning to praise for every captive.
Started speaking about the subject was freedom from strongholds. Everyone say freedom from strongholds. And listen, these strongholds don't form suddenly. They don't just form suddenly in our mind, just like that. It's ongoing repetition, being told, looking at it, until you've got the visualization of yourself. It starts with a thought. Wrong thought, a thought of wrong thinking, however it comes, however it gets into you, it comes and it starts with a thought through ongoing hearing, continual visualization, or sometimes even experience. And these thoughts just keep bombarding you. That's why it's imperative, watch what you watch on television. Look at what you watch on television, because they will bring you all the sicknesses that the world hasn't even seen. They bring it to you. They'll tell you that this is going to be the worst hurricane season before the season comes. It's not hurricane season. And they name it hurricane season so that now we've all got a stronghold. It's hurricane season. Everyone calls it hurricane season. Everyone calls it flu season. They sold you a lie. God said there are four seasons and they don't include hurricanes and flu. But think about it. Think about what I'm saying. How many people do you know that call it hurricane season? And so They put it in. It comes into your conscious thinking. It comes in and in and in and in and in. And then it sinks in. And now they'll fight you for it. It becomes their belief system. Amen. Now they will fight you for something that is totally wrong. Amen. It's nuts. And so we've got to, all of this stuff, the way it comes in affects our thoughts. And as long as we keep it coming, it's going to get into us and it'll become part of your belief system. Amen. And once you've got it there, you've got a problem. You've got a seared conscience. Amen. Now you're going to have to fight to get rid of that thing. And so it becomes part of your subconsciousness, your subconscious mind. It becomes part of what we call your second nature. Amen. You ever heard of that saying? Your second nature? Yep. Why did I just do what I did? It just came up. I didn't try to do it. I didn't think, okay, I'm going to do this now. It was a total, absolute, quick, just activation came out of me. An action that I don't even know where it came from. It came from your subconscious. And so we've got to renew the way we think. Can you say amen? I'm going to read you one scripture, then I'm going to close. Amen. You ready? Go with me to Romans 7. Romans 7 verse 15 from the Passion Translation. Listen to what Paul says. I'm a mystery to myself. For I want to do what is right, but end up doing what my moral instincts condemn. Watch this, verse 16. And if my behavior is not in line with my desire, my conscience still confirms the excellence of the law. And now I realize that it is no longer my true self doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin in my humanity. Amen. See, that sin gets inside of us. Our spirit becomes brand new. Your soul is not brand new. I wish it were. Your soul is strong, your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's not made brand new. That's why it says you've got to renew it. You've got to renew it. Your spirit has been made brand new. But your soulish realm, you have to renew. Amen. Say, I've got to renew my own soul. Amen. He saves it, but we've got to renew the way we think. Amen. We can't just go around thinking the way we were, always thinking, and expect something good to come out of this. So watch what he says in verse 18. Sorry. And for I know that nothing good lives within the flesh of my fallen humanity. The longings to do what is right are within me, but willpower is not enough to accomplish it. How many times have you tried with willpower? How many times? How many times did you stop smoking before you really stopped? Now you all look at me like, did you smoke? Did anyone smoke in here? We're Christians. Some of you smoked so much that your nose has turned the other way. It's like a chimney. Now watch here. He says, but my willpower is not enough to accomplish it. The word of God, not willpower, I'm telling you. Watch what he says. Verse 19, my lofty desires to do what is good are dashed when I do the things I want to avoid. How many of you do things sometimes you think, my God, why do I do it? Right? Why did I do that? What possessed me? It's what's deep down. So if my behavior contradicts my desires to do good, I must conclude that it's not my true identity doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin hindering me from being who I really am. Amen. From being who I really am. Amen. Through my experience of this principle, I discover that even when I want to do good, evil is ready to sabotage me. It sabotages you. Truly deep within my true identity, I love to do what pleases God. That's in your spirit realm. But I discern another power operating in my humanity, waging a war against the moral principles of my conscience. And the Greek is warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity as a prisoner to the law of sin, this unwelcome intruder in my humanity. See, your subconscious doesn't know the difference. You can consciously know, but your subconscious, what's in there, but you just see, you're so right from wrong. It just knows, go and get it, go and do it. Amen. What an agonizing situation I am in. So who has the power to rescue this miserable man from the unwelcome intruder of sin and death? Thank you, Jesus. I give all my thanks to God, for his mighty power has finally provided a way out through our Lord Jesus, the anointed one. So if left to myself, the flesh is aligned with the law of sin, but now my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's righteous principles, my renewed mind. I've got to renew my mind to the Word of God. The only way I'm going to overcome that thing inside of me that I don't want to come out of me is by renewing my mind. Can you say amen? Amen. Watch out. 1 Timothy. I said I was closing, but I'm going to now. 1 Timothy 4:2. Through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded or seared in their own conscience as with a hot iron. Seared in our own subconscious as with a hot iron. It's in there, man. It's in there.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to Christ Family Church.
YMAC.com.
For our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.